here at the 2019 Constellation Launch Conference in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Fran Duggan from PayRails. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Always good to be here. Always good talking with you.
Oh, thank
Great
you.
Conference.
Likewise, likewise. Yeah, how is the conference going so
conference
far?
Conference is very good. Like Chris has said, it's growing tremendously, mm-hmm. but the interest and like the passion in the room is great.
Good.
Just great.
Yeah, you got a lot of people who want to shake it up a little
change,
bit.
Change, looking to do things differently.
Good.
So it's a fun place to be.
I'm glad to see that spreading.
Yes.
Need to spread it some more. So credit union investment in fintech. What are the possibilities? And you guys are right there in the mix with PayRails.
We are talking to a lot of those folks and people mm-hmm. that, you know, are raising money all the time kind mm-hmm. of a thing. But what's interesting about this, not a lot of people know, most people may have a sense, but you know, credit unions technically are not allowed to invest in fintech companies, which is a real disadvantage,
yeah.
I would say. When you talk about all the banks and they're investing in fintechs
and so forth,
but what about these folks?
Right, right.
And you know, credit unions are great to work with. I mean, mm-hmm. they are usually on the front of innovation. They want to be involved in fintechs the way to get there,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like this barrier in the middle. And there's a lot of work being done now to try to change that.
I would hope
which
so.
Which is really impressive.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the MDC, QSO, mm-hmm. they are really working hard on this. They
mm-hmm.
have a whole work group working on it. So personally, as being on the fintech side, you know, would love to have these folks involved.
Because
mm-hmm. like our model is we're client invested, meaning we only have people investing in our company who are clients.
Right.
So that way we have
right.
shared goals.
Right.
And if you think about credit unions, you know, they're always about the member.
Mm-hmm. Right?
The member experience. How do we make things better?
Right.
How do we leverage technology? And yet they're barred, in a sense, from being able to work with the people who have the same
mm-hmm.
mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we get along really well with our credit union brethren and
mm-hmm.
all have the same mindset,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a shame that they can't get to that next
yeah,
level.
Yeah.
I know there's ways to do it and work around it,
kind of
a thing,
yeah.
you know, like anything else. It's a shame, though, that they just can't be on that same playing field. I think it's going to change. It'll change.
Yeah, I don't see why not, because it would seem like it would stifle innovation, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, because there's a lot of, you know, young companies that it's like, geez, if you could help me out with a little bit of money now,
mm-hmm.
I can deliver you some great stuff.
Right.
And for some companies, that, you know, that's a big challenge. And you can see the credit unions, you know, I'd love to help you, but I can't.
Yeah, our hands are tied.
It's a shame,
yeah.
you know, because like I said, and banks can do it, and banks do invest in fintech, but typically,
sure.
you know, more mature fintechs and
right.
things like that. When
right.
you look at credit unions, you're saying, no, I want to work with some of these really new leading edge type
mm-hmm.
companies.
Mm-hmm.
What it's a perfect combination.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I'm really excited. And John Carew from Georgia's Own is going to be there. Jeff Klein from MDC, as
mm-hmm.
I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
they're really focused on this issue and trying to break that barrier down. So as a company that's working with those folks,
yeah,
it's great to see. So I'm really encouraged by the progress, and I just
mm-hmm.
hope, you know, in this political environment, because that's what it comes down to,
yeah.
you know, that something can be broke through there, because it'd be great to see.
Yeah, well, we got some elections coming up and all that type of thing.
So,
it's that time of the year.
Yeah, GAC, March on the Hill. It's a great topic.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, what a way to get in touch with your representatives and say, hey, this needs to be changed. This is because, I mean, that's what fuels the innovation. I mean.
Right. How do you keep moving forward? Technology is the key to moving forward, right? So, you know, we're all about artificial intelligence, our company. There's a lot of new cool things happening. At this conference, a lot of cool
mm-hmm.
things happening.
No doubt.
And wouldn't it be great if the credit union say, look, I'll help you out here. Let's get together on
right.
this. As opposed to always being, well, I'd love to, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's changing. I know the credit unions want to do it.
Yeah.
That's what's nice, too. They want to do it. The innovators love working with credit unions.
Right.
It just seems you just need that little thing in the middle to break it down. Like I said, I can't fathom the reason why. You know, I know the nonprofit, it's just
right.
it should be a lot.
I mean, I don't know if you know this answer off the top of your head, but this is a question off the top of my head. Is like CUNA and NAFQ, folks like that, do organizations like that know about this type of thing?
I think they know. Well, I think they do, and I think that's where, like I said, a leadership organization like MDC is working with those.
Okay.
I mean, they're trying
okay.
to, you know, it's first you got to get within your own world, NAFQ, to say, okay, yeah, we agree. Let's figure out how to do this, and
right.
then together.
Right.
And I think that's what they're working on. It's a long, hard road. Hopefully, it's getting shorter.
Right.
But it's a great thing.
Hmm.
You know, if they could make it happen,
mm-hmm.
it's great for everybody.
Yeah.
It's great for the members. It's not just for the credit unions, because let's face it, the credit union is not always about making the next dollar. It's about how do I help my members manage their financial lives better,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Technology is critical in that.
Yeah.
And to be able to say, I'm not allowed to help these companies who are trying to help my members.
Help me. Yeah, exactly.
It just seems
That just seems so backwards.
It seems so backwards. So I think those folks are working with like NAFQ and those organizations to get together and then make something happen.
Right on, right on. Wow, this is an issue I think we should bring to the forefront even more so now.
I agree.
Especially with something like this, you know, where there's a lot of startup. There's a startup mentality.
Look at a Constellation. What a great company who's really changing the game for credit unions and trying to open up the space to allow more people in. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, that limitation. If you broke that down, I think it would just be great for everyone. Mm-hmm. I can't figure out who would suffer.
Yeah, I think NACUSA would be another great organization to take the ball and run with it as well.
NACUSA, well, absolutely. I said. CUSRs are being formed. That's some of the ways you can work around the investment side of the house kind of a thing. But it's still, it's just not easy and clean as it should be.
I agree. Wow. Okay. Well, gosh, Fran, thanks for educating me.
It's a great topic. I'm excited for it. I'm excited what those guys are doing. Yeah. Excited to be here.
Yeah.
But it's good to see progress being made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In that room, there's this vibe of
this
like
energy.
Let's shake it up. Let's change it. Even Jim Morose's his talk this morning was really kind of an eye-opener, seeing what all these other companies are doing out there and like, okay, credit unions, you can do this too.
Absolutely.
This is what's expected out there now.
So when you look at Payrails, I said, we're an artificial intelligence company. So a lot of what Jim was talking about is how do I take this offline relationship we've always built over the years in the credit unions with our members? They walk in the branch, we're all about helping that member. How do I bring that online? That's essentially what Payrails is doing.
Yeah,
you know, on a side note, that's what we're doing. That's why we're working very close with a lot of these folks here to help take that idea or say, how do you do this, to actually delivering it.
Yeah.
So that's what's exciting. That's what's exciting working with these folks.
Right, I think that's a good message to end on, Fran.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, sir.
Always good to talk. Appreciate the time.